Many cities in Alabama now have ordinances in place to encourage low-impact development. The goal is to reduce the amount of runoff that pollutes and erodes area waterways. It could also help cities better prepare for extreme weather. In the second of our two-part series, WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen explores how Birmingham developers are trying to build smarter.
Stormwater runoff is what washes off of parking lots, roadways, and rooftops when it rains.
I just feel like it's the forgotten pollution.
That's Eve Brantley. She teaches water and soil conservation at Auburn University. She says part of the problem is that stormwater picks up other pollutants, like trash and fertilizer. The other issue is how much runoff is discharged into area waterways. Along the Cahaba, riverkeeper David Butler points to a large section of the riverbank that collapsed during a storm. It eroded and filled the river with sediment.
So we're pushing so much water into the river so fast now that, when it rains, instead of soaking into the ground, it's all channeled to the river. So it rises really quick, falls really quick, and you get a lot more erosion like this.
It's an issue in cities throughout the U.S., Experts say developers have paved over so much land, they've changed the balance of the watershed. Now, when it rains, it's more likely to flood. And that's gotten the attention of residents and city leaders. Here's Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin at a city council meeting earlier this year.
I like plain language. We live in a bowl, and that's caused a lot of problems for our residents. We got to make sure for any new development that it doesn't add on to the hurt that our existing residents are already facing.
The council later approved an ordinance to encourage low-impact development. Several surrounding cities have done the same. Randy Haddock is field director of the Cahaba River Society. He says the central idea behind low-impact development is to better control runoff.
There are a number of techniques called these green infrastructure and low-impact development techniques that allow a builder to minimize those stormwater impacts by encouraging water to soak into the ground as opposed to putting it in a pipe and very deliberately putting it in the storm drain right away.
You may have seen some of these features. Railroad Park has a lot of them. Another example is the Crown at Cahaba River Apartments, which sit adjacent to the Cahaba. Chad Bowman is a civil engineer who worked on the apartments. From the edge of the parking lot, he points out shallow basins full of gravel, surrounded by bushes and grass.
This is ideal right here. All the water from this area runs down and goes underneath in pipes under here, and then it discharges into this, what I'd say, constructed wetland. You see the cattails out there?
He points below to a vegetated area that catches the runoff from the apartment complex.
So what you're getting is filtering of all of this roof water and parking lot water in this little pond.
Bowman says features like these will likely be more common in the future, in part because cities are making them more of a priority. But there's also increased demand from property owners and residents who want the added benefits of low-impact development, like green space, walkability, and flood control. Randy Haddock says cities are making progress.
It is better. They're beginning to be certain that developers and builders know that this is something that should be addressed.
But he says it is a little late. Much of Birmingham has already been developed, and Haddock says to retrofit an existing stormwater system is about 10 times as expensive as it is to get it right the first time. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
We should note that the Cahaba River Society is a supporter of WBHM, but our news and business departments operate separately.